7 years old, and they're still going and telling how much the miles are getting, 30 miles a gallon.
Yeah, yeah. They just do 40.
And we could do the same thing. We're under the oil companies. Now, this is what I'm quoting. It's not hearsay. It's true. It's facts that the car manufacturers has interest in oil. They're oil people. They have oil.
Yeah,
they may own Exxon. We don't know.
Or half of it.
And that's the reason they want to burn more fuel, makes more gas and more profit.
More fuel.
Sure. And then this year, conservative is just to fool some people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We should conserve everything, but it's not necessary. We ain't ever going to run out of fuel. But the thing is, that's just part of the
mm-hmm.
things are going. But the thing is, it's more, you wear out more rubber, more tires are sold. They want you to drive 24 hours a day, wear out a car. That's the way they want it. That's just human nature.
Mm-hmm.
But don't fall for this other stuff. Oh, we made that car the best we could, you know. Well, they didn't.
Yeah,
they
right.
No, they didn't.
Within the limits of their
interest. We've got the know-how. The brains in this world is fantastic.
Yeah.
Put a man on the moon. Now, you try one to do that tomorrow.
Yeah,
where would you start? Get you a firecracker and I ain't going to get up there by yourself.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
Uh-huh.
Men can
Somebody
do it.
Somebody did.
And we got to know how to do it and put those rockets up there in Mars, and they're circling them big planets millions of miles away. How? They know how to guide them, see? They
yeah.
know how to do it. They can guide that thing on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we know we got the know-how. So
mm-hmm.
I'm proud of this spot, the know-how, but when they deny it, they can make an airplane where that thing will never hardly need oil and grease in a car sample. See, we don't use good oil in an engine or car. We do it in an airplane. It's not the oil we could buy here. They have their own oil. And the factories have their own special oil that makes their factories run longer.
Mm-hmm.
Industry. Because they depend on a lot of it. We count a car as a pleasure vehicle, but it isn't. It's a necessity.
Yeah, it is.
Some
yeah,
of them use it for pleasure, but most of them, we have to have one to make our living and conduct our business.
Yeah, you got to get to work.
So that's the way it is. And no, there's a lot of, what do you call it? Camouflage or rip-offs or...
Yeah, yeah.
I know, anyway, right. I like this country, I like everything, but the facts is something else.
Yeah, really.
I don't approve of all of them.
Yeah.
But what the fuck can I do about it?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't approve the way women dress. I can't do nothing about it, but I can say what I think.
Yeah, right.
And I can say how I feel.
Uh-huh.
And I can say how I feel about the way men dress and the way they dress.
Uh-huh.
But they do what they want to.
Yeah.
So they don't run over me in a car or something.
Yeah, or blow cigarette smoke in your face.
Yeah.
Let me see. I got more questions here. Oh, what do you call, talking about barrels a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those metal things that go around the barrel?
That's called a hook.
Okay, if you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
Well, they call them laundry baskets now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the way as far as I can think.
Okay. If a light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
Look.
Okay.
B-U-L-B.
Okay.
Not a globe, we call a light bulb. Some of them call them globes. You know, but we call them bulbs here.
I've heard that. I knew you called that.
Well, a globe is something round, so I think that might be an older
mm-hmm.
word.
Mm-hmm. Might be. If you fill up a bottle, what would you put in the top of it to keep the stuff from coming out?
Stopper.
Okay. What would it be made out of?
Cork.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, it'd have caps, you know.
Yeah.
That's about all I know is a bottle cap and a cork.
Okay. What would you call a little musical instrument that kids play? And they put it between your teeth and pick it with your fingers and
that's
it swings?
Well, there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. It's called a Jew's harp.
Huh? Well, where's the misunderstanding?